This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is All Oppression Shall Cease. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 1 through 5. The word that the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations and proclaim. Set up a banner and proclaim. Conceal it not and say, Babylon is taken. Bel is put to shame. Merodach is dismayed. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north a nation has come up against her, which shall make her land a desolation, and none shall dwell in it. Both man and beast shall flee away. In those days and in that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel, the people of Judah shall come together, weeping as they come, and they shall seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion, faces turned toward it, saying, Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will never be forgotten.
God spent much of Jeremiah pronouncing judgment. He announced the instrument of his judgment, Babylon. Babylon was, for a time, serving God's purposes. But at the end of Jeremiah, his instrument of judgment became the target of his judgment. Babylon was about to become an utter desolation. Why the apparent turnaround? In his sovereignty, God used earthly agents to accomplish his will. His will was always good, but sometimes the agents he used were not. Incorporation into God's plans did not mean immunity from his judgment. God's people have been warned. At times, we declare that particular practices or political movements are godly because they serve our agendas. Jeremiah taught that though God may bend oppressive forces to his will, there was nothing godly about any force that oppresses. God insisted that anyone who used violence or capitalized on injustice would pay for it. Though God calls all sinners to account, he does not punish us as our sins deserve. He promises that seasons of difficulty and discipline won't last forever. He gathers and forgives his straying, sinful people. The demands of his justice were satisfied at the cross of Jesus Christ. There, God put an end to the oppression of sin and death and established the everlasting covenant by which all might know his mercy.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.